Yo, Spades gang, welcome to the BK Spades show. I am your host, the BK Spades, here with my very lovely co-host,
Novocaine, baby.
All right, Spades gang, without further ado, let's jump into this show. Let's go.
Me. Say no.
Now I gotta edit, thanks.
Keep that in there.
All right, Spades gang, welcome back to another episode of the BK Spades show. Of course, this week we're talking about She-Hulk, and we're also going to talk about Ari Spears and his comments on Lizzo, because we thought that was a very interesting thing. But let's start with She-Hulk, because you guys seemingly liked the episode about the boys, and we dropped a lot of the nuggets of information and opinions in that one, and I figured we'll keep that ball rolling this week. But first, Novocaine, how's life going?
Life is beautiful. Life is great. Nothing really exciting this past week. Oh, I didn't talk about how I went to go see Monday Night Raw 2 Mondays ago, so that was lit. But other than that, nothing exciting, I guess, in my life.
Same here. I went to a kid's birthday party. Shout out to the homies. But it was fun. It was great. It was watermelon themed. And it was fun. The cake was exceptional. They had that thing catered, had a little barbecue, you know, slight music going on. It was fun. Met some new people, met some other people's parents. So yeah, interesting time. But anyway, let's get into the show. So I know a lot of people, this is, first of all, She-Hulk has become, I think they said, Marvel's most successful show so far on Disney Plus. So I mean, that's great. And of course, it's on the backs of, you know how it goes with these things. It's a female superhero. People don't read comics. They didn't know She-Hulk existed for like the last 30 years. So, you know, there's chatter about, oh, it's woke. And how dare they turn the Hulk into a woman? Oh.
I miss those combos.
Listen, you know, again, I be hiding in the IGNs and all those types of comment sections on Facebook from time to time, just to see what people think about the new hotness that's coming out. So, I'll tell you my thoughts in a minute on what I think about the show, but just a quick rundown. Don't try to give too much away. Just your initial
don't
watch.
Tell me. I was about to say, don't tell me to give a description, because you know I'm spoiler ready over here.
Well, keep it under like 30-something seconds and tell me how you felt about the show.
Oh, how I felt about the show. So far, so good in my end.
It's only been 2 episodes.
Yes, it's only been 2 episodes so far. And I don't really know too much of the She-Hulk character, but like you said, I knew that she existed. So
yeah.
So I'm not upset in any regard that, you know, there's a female Hulk character. There are a few little things that, a little nitpicky things, like the CG could be a lot better, or it's a little cheesy. But I said in a few episodes ago, I want to say, I can't remember which episode I said this in, but what I've noticed is that the MCU, since they merged with Disney, it's like a little bit of extra cheesiness. And that's one thing that Disney is like famous for, is their extra cheese in their content. So I am definitely enjoying it so far, so good for myself. I don't see why people are upset with it. I don't understand. I don't know if it's because their expectations are too high these days and times. Like, everybody's like, oh, it has to be top 10. Everything has to be top 10. And it's like, nah, bruh. That's not how it works. So,
Thanks.
So I'm really excited to see where this show is going to go. 2 episodes in, I'm really digging it. The secret scenes, I'm really digging it.
For me, I'm enjoying it. Like, from go. Me personally, I'm not really tough on CG, because I know these things are really expensive and everything can't take a huge budget, because it's going to take away from the movies in the future of that. And the things that Marvel, Disney Plus has down the pipeline, it's going to take some money to make these things happen. So you got to cut corners when you can. Now, also in saying that, I get what you're saying about the cheese, but in She-Hulk's case, I believe it's perfect for the tone. Because in her corner of the comic books, it's a lot of cheesiness, a lot of slice of life type of things going on. It's just like in the show, she just happens to be a superhero. So I feel like one-on-one, if I can match this up with the comic, I am perfectly okay with the show. My only gripe I have for the show, my biggest gripe, I think. I think it really might be my only gripe, is the blood transfusion thing. But we're going to get into that a little bit later. So, because someone pointed something out to me that made it make sense. So I'm a little less angry about it now. All right. So let's talk about the internet reception of the show. Because you just said you didn't see a whole lot of negative chatter. Number one, you know the show is good and people are mad that the show is good when they go on like the review sites and they review bomb the show. They literally review bombed the show for no apparent reason.
No apparent reason.
It's
the female Hulk part.
Yeah, it's a female Hulk. They get upset when they have females on screen. They get upset because a lot of the superheroes, the main superheroes, are not white males. They're not white blonde males. They're not Superman. They're not your Homelander. So it's like we have a few shows and series that are female led now. And it's just literally pissing people off. People that are, I'm going to go ahead and just say it, misogynistic. It is what it is.
Period. They don't understand how a woman could be in charge, or lead, I should say. A lead in the show. They don't understand it. I don't know.
They hated the show from go. Like, they was like, how dare they make a female Hulk?
Yeah.
Like, first of all, she existed 30 years ago. So then the second argument.
Wasn't there a TV show with the female Hulk?
I think she did have a cartoon as well. Or she showed up in the Hulk. But I think she had her
own. Yeah.
Then they got upset at her because she breaks the fourth wall. Well, newsflash, she's the original fourth wall breaker in comics.
Mm.
So she did it before Deadpool. So
okay.
People were pissed off. They was like, she's basically Deadpool. No, Deadpool is She-Hulk in that regard. Mm-hmm. What's the other gripe? They had a scene at the beginning when she first turned into She-Hulk where the guy was hitting on her at the bar and then she hulked out on him. They were mad about that.
Why were they mad about that? It clearly looked like they were. It was like three or four dudes that like kind of ganged up on her a little bit outside of that bar, and she was like, "Nah, bruh," and she hawked out. So I would have hawked out too.
Like, I feel like what? I feel like the most major female empowerment moment from that first episode came from when people were upset that she's a better Hulk than Bruce is. But if you read the comics, I had something right there in my eye. If you read the comics, she is technically a better version of the Hulk when it comes to not everything, because Bruce is like the most powerful, but he also has the ID, which means he has a whole bunch of other personalities. She-Hulk does not suffer from that. She's more confident than Let's talk about Jennifer. Jennifer is more confident than Bruce. She understands her role in the world. She knows where she wants to go in the world. She knows who she wants to be. And all she wants to do is just be a successful lawyer. That is it. Live her life and have friends. That's Jennifer Walters' whole thing.
Bruce Banner definitely has some identity crisis going on.
Oh, man, he definitely does. Like, he has, like, I don't know, like 12, 13 Hulks we've seen in comics just alone. And we've seen, like, three of them on screen. Also, I think it's cool that they finally gave us that moment where they connected the Hulks back to the, not the original Hulk movie, but the one with Edward Norton.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know that that's part
Incredible
of the MCU.
Hulk movie. Yeah, the Incredible Hulk movie. Yes, people, there is a secret scene in that film where Tony Stark pulls up on Bruce Banner.
Yeah, so people don't realize that that's a part of the MCU as well.
Mm-hmm.
And arguably my favorite version of the Hulk on screen so far. He was just so... The fight scenes in that movie between him and Neil Blonsky, it was just A1 for me. And
I love that. I love that they are connecting that original, well, like you said, not the original Hulk movie, but the Incredible Hulk back into the She-Hulk. Because I feel like, even though what we've had at this point, what, 20 odd movies and like six different shows at this point, this is like the maybe the second time, but the very first time where it feels like it's a full circle moment. Like, he's like, yeah, I was a completely different person back then. Of course you were. You weren't even the same actor.
Yeah, that was like a double joke right there. That was cool. That was cool. I had to
I love that.
That.
I love but that.
Before we get too far into that, that was on me. I was about to segue for a second. Before we do that, what are your thoughts on people overanalyzing the whole woke thing within everything, especially within She-Hulk? Because I think people are still misusing what woke actually is.
How can I say this? I don't think being woke is a bad thing, you know? Mm-hmm. But I feel like a lot of people are starting to try to weaponize being woke because it's like, oh, they try to talk down on others that don't understand the quote-unquote wokeness that others are seeing.
Yeah.
Also, what a lot of people fail to realize is that when the more we live, the more we're supposed to get better and do different things. Yeah. And a lot of people have a problem with change.
Facts.
They're so used to just the same old, day-to-day, black and white. They don't want to get purple. They don't want to be red. They don't want to be yellow. They don't want to be green. They want to keep it black and white. So I think that is one of the problems with not only She-Hulk, but a lot of different movies and films that we have and TV shows that we have these days and times. So that's my little tidbit on that.
So basically, what you're saying is, and I think we are in alignment on this, it's not woke itself that's the problem. It's the bastardization of the word. Mm-hmm. Because, and we do that a lot, especially, it's usually from the political aspect of things where they want to vilify something. So, yes. And we see it all the time. And not to make this a Democrat, Republican thing, it's not what I'm doing here. Not this time. But at the same exact time, in that same breath, Republicans are really good at marketing.
Yes.
Like, extremely good at marketing. So, we've seen where they took woke. We've seen where they took Black Lives Matter. We've seen where they took, what was the other one? Defund the Police. We saw where they took these things and they made them, they stretched them into this mythical, major, complex thing that is all or nothing. Black people want to take over, or LGBTQ wants to take over. And I don't think that's what it is. And when people, they bring that part of their psyche into TV shows and movies. And yes, there are political moments in these things. It's a lot of political drama in comics, but I think we start to over politicize everything now.
Everything doesn't have to be politics. Like, why can't we just have fun?
Right. Shit, we can have fun with politics.
Yes, that's true too.
I know y'all can see these Gundams behind me. If you can't, I have Gundams behind me. That is a show that is steeped in politics. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's cool robots and people die and it's, you know, flashy light show. All that happens. But at the core of these shows, It's a political drama. And the cool thing that I like about this, and then we're going to get back on She-Hulk, about the Gundam franchise is it's nobody's actually right. It's you have bad people on one side, you have good people on the other side, and it's vice versa. And you have opposing ideas on both sides. Nobody's cut and dry. Like, you have to listen to the dialogue and pay attention. Speaking of dialogue, and this is the part that I really wanted to get into right now. In episode one, Bruce and his cousin Jennifer are riding down the road, and they see a spaceship, mm-hmm. right? The spaceship causes them to run off the road, mm-hmm. and the car is, they crash. Now, people are saying, why didn't Bruce just transform into the Hulk in this moment.
To prevent the car crash?
Yes. And this is one of the... And there are two things out of this scene that people are annoyed by. The car crash and the fact that she had a blood transfusion, like, in the middle of the crash because Bruce got cut. Mm-hmm. All right. So, what are your thoughts on the car crash?
I don't think that he should... I feel like had he transformed right there in that moment, he could have hurt Jennifer.
Agreed.
It could have gotten worse. It could have been way worse than just her turning into the Hulk, I feel like.
Jennifer could have died.
Jennifer could have died.
I think that if he had a Hulk out in that moment...
Did we forget what happened and what was that? Age of Ultron? When he Hulked out? Oh.
Yeah, listen. I know everybody's like, but he's in control of the Hulk. He is. He is indeed in control of the Hulk. But this is the thing. The Hulk is a massive figure. They were in a vehicle, people. This wasn't an army vehicle. This is a regular civilian.
And it wasn't his little Jeep either.
Yeah, so this is a civilian vehicle, ladies and gentlemen. If he had a Hulked out in that boy, he would have obliterated that thing. He could have destroyed it to a point where Jennifer couldn't survive it. Mm-hmm. Couldn't survive the car crash.
And then what about the people that came from Sakaar to come and get him or whatever they went to go do?
We're going to talk into that later.
He could have even harmed them too.
Well, it could have alerted them to where he was. And they already knew where he was anyway. We don't talk about that. And thirdly, had he transformed in that moment, he could have just killed her by his massive size. So mm-hmm. It was no way. Bruce is still in control of the Hulk. Bruce is afraid of the Hulk. No matter what part of the timeline you're in, he always has that fear of transforming. He doesn't want to lose control. So it makes sense that he would not risk all of that and fear of losing control. So, because it's the Hulk. He can always take over. You know, I don't know if anybody suffers from DID or anything like that. But from what I've understood about it, like, it's a fear of that. So
what's
I think
DID?
That, if you had never said it, it's a identity disorder.
It's a disorder?
Yeah, it's an identity disorder.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's DID what he has. I mean, I know they ain't said that in the movie. I'm talking on comics knowledge, but if we're going back and forth, it's one-to-one.
He definitely has some type of identity disorder. Like, they don't have to say it at this point.
Yeah, clear. In his mind, it's like, if you're going through stuff like that, you want to be who you are. And you don't want to fight this battle within yourself. So if you have a chance to control it and not become the other person and give someone else control, in his case, of his body, like, hell, I wouldn't transform either. Like, no. You're not getting this amount of control over me.
Facts.
And then, you have anything to add to that? Or you want to talk about the blood transfusion?
I definitely want to talk about the blood transfusion. That is probably one of my gripes, though. Because, was she cut, too?
I do believe she was cut. And it got into both of them.
So, his blood got into her blood. And then that's how she turned into the Hulk.
Yes.
Because I was like, because at first I was thinking that he just got cut and, like, the blood splattered on her. And then
Really remember. It was so fast. But if that is the case...
That's a gripe I have.
Go back to the first movie. Go back to the Hulk movie. At the end, when old buddy got on his head at the end, and he was becoming the leader, that's a Hulk villain that we never seen on screen, that's somewhere out in the MCU that we haven't seen yet. Remember, he was testing Bruce's blood. Then the blood leaked on to his head, and his head started getting bigger.
I remember that.
So if we're just going
he's saying
one
that
to one,
it's because of the radiation in his blood. So it doesn't even matter if you're cut or not, as long as it touches you, basically.
Yeah, which is another reason Bruce is really careful about getting hurt and being around people.
Mm-hmm.
You notice he don't really like to bleed around people either. Like, he's very careful with what happens with the Hulk. Which is another reason why he doesn't want to lose control. So
that makes sense.
It's so much.
So what about in Thor Ragnarok when he was fighting Hela's little demon dog and it bit him? Do you remember?
Yeah. I don't know.
How come the demon dog didn't Hulk out?
Maybe because their makeup is different.
How come all them fish didn't turn into Hulks?
Maybe the makeup is different. But I don't know. Because definitely in the comic books and the cartoon, when those animals, there's like a whole bunch of mutated animals around the Hulk all the time. Like, he has a whole friendship of mutated animals that's around.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Maybe. And we'll never know what happened to those animals, because it's not like Asgard exists anymore.
Yeah, we won't know. We would not. I think that explains why he's... Like, you got to give it on an emotional level. Bruce is actually very thorough. And when you're watching these MCU fans, you have to look deeper. Because you'll miss something. You got to listen to their conversations. Because he'll tell you he's afraid without saying, I'm afraid. And hell, he said it like a million times. I'm afraid of losing control. He said it all the time. It's like a catchphrase at this point.
And I feel like, I don't know, because I am a huge Hulk fan. And I do feel like the MCU kind of, like, bitched him. Like, they kind of made him into a little bitch. I ain't even gonna lie. But did they go this route to give him more character development as Bruce Banner? That's what I'm starting to realize. Like, are they giving, like, more layers to the Hulk instead of this rage monster, in a sense?
Maybe. But I think once we see him become the Savage Hulk again, it'll have weight to it. Because we've been waiting for this build-up for so long. And there's already so much going on in the MCU that throwing him on top of that might have been, like, in their minds, an overload. I think you might be right.
I ain't even gonna hold you. I think we about to get some Planet Hulk action coming in.
Yeah, I like the way they did that. Because technically, Planet Hulk would have already happened. But then they were like, we ain't see it, so let's go. Let's send them back. Because
let's send them back to Sakaar.
I think we're supposed to be getting like a miniseries. They can't do an outright movie.
Oh, because like copyright Universal and all that.
Well, oh, Universal owns the distributing rights, even though Marvel owns the movie rights to the Hulk.
All those technicalities.
It's a complicated situation. It's some pettiness in there too.
Yeah, probably so. Especially because all of these characters blew up in the past 20 years.
Yeah, and Universal ain't making no money. They could just give it up. Universal, give up the Hulk, man. Let us have
it. Come on, y'all. Y'all could share it at least. Do something. Figure it out. Shoot, if Fox could do a little something with Spider-Man and some of the X-Men characters, Sony. My bad. Well, Fox got X-Men, right? Yeah.
Well, now Disney got Fox, so that don't matter.
Hold on, wait. Oh, yeah, you're right. I almost forgot about all of that. Oh my god.
Speaking of Fox and X-Men, this is She-Hulk gave us our second, technically third nugget of X-Men information that a lot of people missed.
I missed this.
It was a computer screen in one of the scenes where on the related article of that news article, on the side, it says, right under the Iron Man 3 shoes that's coming out. Iron Man 3s. That was a good joke. Anyway, right under there, you know how they have related articles and stuff. Mm-hmm. It says, man with, I think they said, Iron Claws caught in a bar brawl or something like that. Yeah. If it ain't Wolverine, I don't know who the hell it is.
Who else could it be with iron claws?
It better be Wolverine. But then, you know, in Mrs. Marvel, they gave us that she might be a mutant. So, there's also that.
Yeah, Ms. Marvel might be a mutant.
Yeah, so we got the mutants coming. That's going to be a whole political thing, by the way. It's politics all in.
Come on, y'all. It's politics. Give the people what they want, god dang it.
We probably won't get that till, like, what, 2023, 2024.
That's fine. That's on the way.
Yeah, we almost.
Shoot, I'm excited for 2026.
What's 2026?
What is it? The Kang Dynasty? Don't they come out 2026 or something?
Yeah, that is a minute away. We gonna get Kang and Ant-Man. We about to get Black Panther in November. It's about to go down.
It's about to go down. They're going to finish. I feel like Phase 4 started really strong. In the middle, it's like meh. But they're going to end strong. And I feel like a lot of people don't realize this or not, but their MCU, even though they're great in a whole, there's not really that many great movies.
I don't know. I think
everybody hates Thor: Dark World. I don't know why, but I guess everybody hates that. Was it because of the elves or something?
Because they kind of bitched out Malekith a little bit.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, they definitely did bitch him out. Then what
else? It's a very powerful person.
Most people I know hate the Iron Man movies, which I don't understand. I liked Iron Man, the first one.
I like Iron Man 1 and 2, but Iron Man is a movie with a lot of cheese in it, too.
That's very cheesy.
Very controversial. It was still the beginnings, so...
It was controversy?
From Iron Man 1 to 2, you got rid of Terrence Howard. That was the thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then RDJ coming back into, like, the Hollywood fame, Hollywood light, and then... Yeah. That was, like, his first main role.
Yeah,
after, like, his rehab and all that stuff.
Yep. And then you had... it was a rebrand like a mug. Shout out to RDJ. My man resurfaced hard. He came back hard, like a Falcon, like when the Falcons lost 23-3 or something like that, wasn't it?
28-3.
Yeah, that's what it was.
They were in the lead 28-3, and then they came back.
Listen, that was ugly. What were we talking about? Oh, RDJ and the controversial moments in Iron Man. The third movie is controversial because of how they did the Mandarin. You know, because we didn't know that the Mandarin was coming, like the real Mandarin was coming. And we had that one guy, I can't remember his name now.
The actor guy, he was in Shang-Chi.
Yeah, the fake Mandarin. Yeah, they did check him. Mm-hmm. So it took a long time. I think it is Trevor. Okay. It took a long. Oh, was Trevor the little animal that he was with?
Child, I don't know.
I can't remember. But anyway,
but that guy.
That was a controversial moment too. At that point. But anyway, what do you think about She-Hulk and her new job? Because she. Let's talk about it because I think this is a good moment too. She-Hulk was in the middle of a trial. She had mastered the Hulk abilities that really didn't take long for her to master.
No, it didn't take her no time.
She got to court. She was doing a case. Titania came through the wall. She had the Hulk out to save everybody. She saves everybody, but she loses the case because she hulked out and her law firm fired her, which is kind of messed up. What are your thoughts?
She didn't technically lose the case, but she didn't win the case either.
Yeah, it was the jury was tainted by her. Or at least that's what they was claiming, which made them overturn the case or throw it out or something like that. Mm-hmm. Because you know she became popular, which is another reason Bruce is gonna be pissed. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that though?
I feel like she did the right thing, because how are you going to just watch everybody just get hurt like that and you know you can save them? I do feel like even though the law firm fired her, the law firm still did the thing that most companies are going to do. They don't want that type of light on them that they're basically housing a superhero as an attorney. Yeah. Who's going to take those cases, you know? And then if they did keep her, was she even going to be the attorney that she wants to be? I kind of feel like the other company that hired her, though, they kind of dicked her. Because it's like, oh, take this case or you're done.
You know what? They did, but at the same time, she agreed to work for them without hearing any of the terms. He offered her the job, and he was going to explain what she had to do before.
And she was like,
nope, whatever, I got it. And he had to look like, you sure? You know what I'm saying? But... that was on her, though. Like, you took the job. You didn't know what that was going to entail. I knew it was going to be some bull.
I knew it was going to be some bull, too. I wasn't expecting the freaking abomination, though.
I don't think that's the worst part of the job for her. I think the worst part of the job is the fact that she has to be She-Hulk 24/7 while she's at work and doing her trial. And doing her trial. So that kind of made her, like...
What about the creepy men that's, like, kind of hitting on her as She-Hulk, too?
So last episode we was talking about the boys and how that impacted society, right? And how society impacted that show. This is another one of those moments, by the way. remember when Resident Evil 8 came out a few months back? What was that? Okay, so for those of you that don't play video games, Resident Evil dropped their 8th game. And in the game, there was this really...
Is that tall lady?
Yeah, she was like 7 feet tall. Mm-hmm. She had like the big breast. Like she was stacked, okay? The entire internet, regardless of the fact that this was a literal man-eating... supernatural vampire-ish demon lady, right? They did not care. They don't care.
They didn't care.
And this happens all the time, by the way. Men sometimes and women don't care about anything that the monster slash killer does as long as they're hot. What was it, Jeffrey Dahmer? People was looking at his photo and was like, dang, he look good, before they found out that it was Jeffrey Dahmer. So,
yes,
I'm just saying.
As humans, we be too thirsty sometimes. Like, dial it back a little bit. Just like, what was the dude? He was in jail. I forgot his name. He was in jail for a while.
You talking about the dude with the eyes?
Yes, him. I forgot his name. And then he got out and became like a model. And like, he was doing all these modeling gigs. I think he got like a little acting gig too. All because people were attracted to how handsome he was. I didn't think he was all that handsome.
What was he called? Jail Bay?
That's what they call Prison Bay. That's what they used to call it.
Yeah.
And it's sad because it's like, oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what this person has done. They still fine. And I kind of feel like that's why R. Kelly got away with so much stuff for so long.
Of course.
Like,
between that, they thought he was the sexiest dude they ever seen. He was tall. So there's another. I never found R. Kelly attractive.
How did people find him attractive? I can see the music. I'll never take the talent away from the guy. You know, I ain't never going to do that.
Listen.
But I just never found him attractive.
Well, first
he was
of all,
like,
on a personal note, I don't know that. On a secondary note.
You don't have
note,
the answers.
I ain't got the answers for you. On a secondary note, he was pretty much everything every woman thought they wanted. His music was great. He could sing. He was tall. He was dark. His music alluded to the fact that he was like the most romantic dude in the world. So, and then he made Trapped in the Closet. Yo, come on, man.
It was the same song for 30 hours straight. And I watch every single one of them chapters.
Everyone.
Okay.
This got to be the only song with 30 remixes.
30 remixes. 30. Yeah, it was like 30 chapters. That sound about right. 20-something chapters. It's definitely more than 20. It's definitely more than 20.
All right, and I got to make an admission here. I would, like, if y'all let him out for, like, heavily police, give him 3 weeks so he can finish these damn chapters, okay? Please.
It is an unfinished story.
Just 3 weeks. Like, you can put him right back in. Just give me 3 weeks. Let me finish this.
And I feel like right before the Me Too movement, I kind of feel like he had, like, it was some rumors circulating that he was going to finish the Trapped in the Closet.
It was.
And he never got it.
It was. That's why they got him. They didn't want him to finish that work.
God forgive me. God forgive me.
Now we got to know. Conspiracy theory number one now. What was in the R. Kelly Trapped in the Closet chapters that they didn't want us to see?
He's about to buy Disney. Say no, God forgive me. Let me stop, young. Nah, but for real. For real. Because in those, but you got to think, and even when you look at it, Trapped in the Closet, from the beginning all the way to what the ending is, a lot of those scenarios happen so much in life.
It does. It was some real stuff going on in them scenarios.
It was some real stuff going on in them daggone chapters.
Except for Rosie the Nosy Neighbor with that spatula. Come on, Shawty. What you going to do with that spatula?
With that goddamn spatula in your hand.
It's Rosie
I'm definitely going back and watching it. I'm definitely watching it. I'm definitely. I'm definitely going to watch it. And I know I brought this up to you guys. I find it very ironic how so many people are still talking about, you know, of course we're all going to talk about how disgusting his real life is and everything like that.
We really don't support anything he's done, you guys, other than
trying. People were like, oh, no, no, don't listen to the music. Let's cancel him altogether. We don't need to be playing any of his music. And there's a song trending on TikTok right now. Right now.
Well, first of all, TikTok is not dictated by R. Kelly. It is dictated by the people that owns his music. So whoever owns his music, this is what they want anyway. So it was just something that was going to happen. I can't even fake
BK, that song cranked. I went to go find it because I kept on seeing all these TikToks of the same song. So I'm like, who made this song? I went to go look at
it. You never heard that
before? R. Kelly. I never heard it before then. It's R. Kelly featuring Ludacris. And I went to go listen to it. And the song cranked.
Yo, listen. Kels, and we are way off subject here.
Way off subject. R. Kelly brought up, you know, that's how the conversation is just gonna go. That's just how it's gonna go.
But R. Kelly, man, the dude is like, when he said he was the Pied Piper, that was some real. Every time a song hit, that shit just be good. You be like, yo, it's not that many bad R. Kelly songs.
It's not that many bad R. Kelly songs. And even really if it's not bad, I feel like the worst songs he've ever made was the Trapped in the Closet. But even that is entertaining. It's still entertaining.
Listen, I love them characters, man.
Same, BK. So back to, but how did we?
I don't even know how we got here. No, can you be talking about me every week, talking about, you know, BK started a subject and you get off. Yo, we've been off for a whole 10 minutes. It's on you this time.
It was my fault this time. It's on you. I will definitely take accountability on that.
Oh, because I was going to definitely push it on you.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right. We got to end the conversation about She-Hulk, though.
I'm very, very, very excited to see where this series is going to go. Oh. I think it's, what, 8 episodes? It's going to be 8 or 10.
You know they ain't going to be long. I don't know how long. But we got to talk about the ship that the Hulk. Did we talk about the ship with the Hulk?
Where he was going? I said they came and picked him up and they took him back. And I said, that's why I think. That's where we were at. I said, I really hope. I think that's where we were at. I really, really think that we're going to get some Planet Hulk action. And with the Planet Hulk action, I think that we're going to get back into the Savage Hulk. But the Savage Hulk is going to be more like a woke Hulk, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah. I think we was past this part of the conversation, though. we are all
I tried.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we were talking about her in court, right? And talking about her new job.
Yeah.
And after that, I don't know. I don't know what was going on. This is about as bad as She-Hulk breaking the fourth wall in the middle of all the action. I don't know if y'all heard that, but something just randomly fell somewhere, and I don't know what it was. Anyway.
Did you hear it happened in your house?
Yeah. Anyway, All right, so closing arguments for She-Hulk. Oh, dang, that was a good one. Because she.
Yeah, it works.
Anyway.
It works. Closing. Double entendre right there.
Yeah.
Entendre.
Yeah.
I didn't even say that right. Entendre.
Closing arguments. What are your overall thoughts? What are you looking forward to? Do you think this show is going to be a hit at the end? By the end? Is it going
to. I think it's definitely going to be a hit. I think it's definitely going to be a hit, especially from. I'm one of those preview type people that definitely try to dissect the preview before, you know, I see the finished product or the series or the movie or whatever. And we're still going to have like a quick little Daredevil thing going on in there somewhere. Yeah. So I'm excited to see that. I think that's going to segue us into Daredevil's story in the MCU. You know, and I know a lot of people are extremely excited for that. Unfortunately, I did not watch the Daredevil series, so there's that. But I will be tuning in.
You got it. It's on Disney Plus now.
It's on Disney Plus now. It's like 4 seasons, 6 seasons.
No, it ain't that many, damn. It's like 2, 3. I don't know. No. It ain't that many seasons of Daredevil.
And the series was way better than the film that came out with Ben Affleck. From what
we don't talk about those films. Those don't exist. They're not in the MCU. What Ben Affleck films? I will. Okay. If I have to give anything to the Ben Affleck films, his costume is really good.
But the Daredevil costume?
Yes, that's like one of the. I think that's the better costume. But we're getting the original.
Matt Murdock.
But we're getting the original yellow costume. It's not.
There's a yellow costume for Daredevil?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that just like with every other series so far that the MCU has given us, I feel like this series is going to just. It's like a nice little puzzle piece for the next step. So yeah. I really am excited to see how they're going to finish this off. I hope I'm not eating my words in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I did not feel this excited for Ms. Marvel. Let's just clear that up.
Of people did because Ms. Marvel was not meant to be the overall arching of connecting because she's not explicitly connected to any of the superheroes other than Captain Marvel, for real. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we see her interact with a lot of other people, but even within the comics, she doesn't venture off with the Avengers that much. You know, she has her own team. They do their own thing. And she's with the Champions, where it's her, Nova, Miles Morales, Spider-Man, Vision's daughter, and some other people. But for the most part, she's in her own corner.
I can't wait until they put my superhero on there.
Which one is that?
Nova.
I need a whole Nova. See, I need it to be a show.
It's supposed to be some series or something coming out in like 2024 or 25. Show
where they just do space crime all day.
All day. I'm here for that.
Space crime show with Nova. I'm here for it.
I'm here for that.
As far as me and what I think about the Incredible Hulk, She-Hulk, and where it's going, I think it's going to a very good space within the universe as a whole. I enjoy it. I think it's pretty much just like the comics. I think we're going to get into her adult life. And it's more adult. That's the thing people are missing here. Because at the end of the second episode, this is a very spoiler. It's funny, though. We find out that Captain America has sex. Which is apparently a thing the internet was curious about.
So, it is a thing. I was in a part of one of those conversations one day.
So, I guess another way that society impacts TV, we got that answer. So, you know, I'm enjoying it.
And I like how
it.
They show how close Bruce Banner and Tony Stark were. And it was like a couple of moments that kind of like made me go, "Oh, Tony."
You know. Speaking of Chris Evans, let's talk about Lizzo.
What the freak?
They had a moment online once, right?
Who, yeah. Chris Evans and Lizzo?
Yeah, it was like a running joke between the two. I think it was Chris Evans. If it wasn't Chris Evans, my bad. So anyway.
Was it Chris Pratt?
No, I think it was Chris Evans. I feel like it was Chris Evans.
I do not recall. Sorry, sir.
We ain't got time to look it up right now. Let's move on. Let's talk about Aries Spears. Yes, Aries Spears and Lizzo. Because if you've been living under a rock, and I know you haven't, the one Aries Spears was on I don't know what show he was on. And I think it's The Art of Dialogue or something like that, I believe it was. Is it The Art of Dialogue?
I had to Google it real quickly. I had to because I ain't never heard no shit like this. Lizzo slid into Chris Evans' DMs and was drunk.
Yeah. And they kind of got a friendship from that point on.
That's good. I could see Chris Evans being that type of person. Like, bro, you drunk, but, you know, we cool.
Yeah. So, apparently, I got this clip from The Art of Dialogue over on the Twitter. And this is Aries Spears. After being asked about like a favorite musician or songs in the new era, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's play the clip. Yeah, we're gonna play the clip and then we're gonna talk about it on the other side of that thing.
Somebody that actually make good music, man, Lizzo.
Lizzo?
Yeah, bro. Have you heard her shit, yo? Like, as a songwriter, yo.
I can't get past the fact that she looks like the shit emoji. She got a very pretty face, but she keeps showing her body off, nigga. Like, come on, man. Come on, yo. I'm sorry. Listen, I ain't the most in shape nigga in the world, but I still, you know, when you funny and you got swagger and confidence and you decent looking, I think I'm at least handsome, you get pussy. But a woman that's built like a plate of mashed potatoes is in trouble. You know what kills me about women is the hypocrisy and the contradiction. Yes, queen, slay, queen. Yes, queen, slay. Yeah, girl, your confidence. Fuck diabetes. Fuck heart problems. Fuck heart disease, cholesterol. Y'all claim womanhood and about sisterhood and support for your sister, you know, when it come to that ridiculous shit. But if you really gave a fuck, why wouldn't you go, black girl, we love you. We love your confidence, boo-boo. But this ain't it. This ain't it. That's the real love. Y'all will jump on me for making jokes, but y'all won't fucking be real and go, sister, put the eclair down. This ain't it. It's treadmill.
First of all, who? What black person you know eating eclairs like that? I don't know nobody like that.
Me, and I know how to make them, but that's besides the point.
No, but the only black person I know to eat eclairs like that. No.
I love eclairs. They hit. They really hit. First of all, let's stop this right now. Let's stop all of this body shaming bullshit, because honestly, you could be overweight and still healthy. You know, who's to say she doesn't have, who says she had diabetes and heart problems? First of all, don't project your whatever you're going through, Aries, onto Lizzo, because I feel like I've been defending Lizzo ever since she's become very famous. there's like this ongoing thing about Lizzo hate, and it just really upsets me. There is one little piece that I do understand. Like, if your girlfriend, your sister, your homegirl, whatever, is overweight and she does have these issues, I don't know any woman out here that's being a hypocrite about it. Because one thing us women don't be doing with our homegirls is bullshitting. Especially if it's your real homegirl. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's just me. You know, me and my homegirls, we don't lie to each other. We don't be doing that whole, if you look bad. Oh, no, you look good, girl. No, we're going to tell you look bad. I don't know too many real friendships. I don't know too many real women friendships or sisterhoods, and they are lying to each other. Aries Spears, sir, come on now. Come on, Aries. Most people don't even know who you are. If you were lucky like me growing up in the 90s to watch Mad TV, you wouldn't know who you are. But other than that, we don't know who you are, sir. I feel like when people have these celebrity statuses, they say anything that they want to say.
Yeah.
Especially when they're irrelevant. The last time Aries Spears said something, I want to say it was like 2-3 years ago, he said something out the way, and we talked about it for like 3 days, and it was over with. I kind of feel like he's one of those celebrities that just keeps on saying stuff to stay relevant. It was very disrespectful to call her the shit emoji. It was very disrespectful to call her a plate of mashed potatoes, because what he looked like? He don't... He don't look like a bowl of grits.
Damn, not the bowl of grits, man.
He don't look like a bunch of grapes to me. Like, he's acting as if he's like, what's the saying?
God's gift to
women.
What is
the one saying? It's so many sayings that just flooded into my head at one time just now. Don't throw rocks and you live in a glass house.
Hmm.
Okay. Because Lizzo be minding her business. She's one of those celebrities that really mind her business. And so many people still come at her neck. She's talented. The man asked about her songwriting. The man asked about her talent. And all he could respond about is her physical form. Now, all he had to say, honestly, was, I can't get past how she looks. He could have left it at that.
Yeah.
Because that means that you didn't even take the time out to look into her talent. That means you're so, so shallow that just because she's not the beauty in your eyes, you don't even care about her talent. This girl writes songs. She helps produce. She know how to play the freaking, what, flute?
Yeah.
She sings, she raps. Like, the one song that was, that blew up, that made her pretty much famous, was the song, Feeling Good as Hell, that song.
Yeah.
That joint was out for like 2 or 3 years before she got any notoriety behind it.
It's a good song, though. I like Lizzo.
And it's a good song. Shit, I'm pretty sure if they played the songs and he didn't even know it was her, he would be bopping his head because she makes good music. I hate to say it. She does.
I don't think
a lot of, especially these older celebrities too, that's irrelevant, probably broke. You know, they probably was making millions of dollars and now they got basically go month to month paycheck like a lot of the rest of us Americans.
Yeah.
They just, the projection is just, it's just so loud.
I think with Aries, it's very misogynistic.
Extremely.
Is this bullying? I think she's an easy target for a lot of people because of her mild personality, her fun loving, and her outgoingness. This is just like when people are in high school, middle school, elementary school. You pick on the person that you think you can handle in whatever capacity it is. And I think this is where he is. He is, in his mind, he's punching down at her. Because what is she going to say back? What jokes is she going to deliver to him? You know? In that regard, she's an easy target for him. This man, for you to go from what music do you like of hers to I can't stand her because of how she looks. Like, how the hell does that correlate?
Like, how does it correlate?
It doesn't. Like, I can give a damn about what you look like. Like, if your music is bopping, your music is popping. That's it.
That's it. If the talent is there, how can I take that away from you?
If you don't like her music, just say you don't like her music and move on.
There it is. If you don't like her music, just say that.
All right, so we got to wrap this up a little bit. But before we do that, he did have a response to everybody else's response to his.
He had a response?
Yes. No, we gotta listen to Aries. We gotta hear the response of his backlash.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Aries Spears. I had to put the Yankee on for this one. Listen, I know I'm trending right now because of the Lizzo joke, and I just want to say, man, a lot of you women are funny, you know, with the critiques. I ain't funny, I'm fat, unattractive, no woman wants me. They always try to hurt you with what works for you the most. That's what they try to hurt. That's like you break up and you go, that's why you got a little wee wee and you can't screw. But you've been with him for years. I'm 32 years in this game, and I ain't funny. I'm 32 years in this game, and I ain't never got no meow. That's hilarious. Y'all don't deal in logic and sense. You deal in emotion and anger. Come with something that's not subjective. Me being unfunny, unattractive,
that's
not a fact.
Pause. He literally did that to Lizzo. Like,
not the hypocrite calling everybody else hypocrites.
Is that what hypocrites
do? It's a contradiction for me.
Whoa, let's finish the rest of this. But damn, dude, you just did that.
I never even saw this clip until now. I never even seen this clip until now. Bro, you just did the... Finish it.
All right, here we go. Let's finish this out.
That's subjective. Stop leading with emotion and anger and come with facts. You heard me? Give me for the link to the Spears and Steinberg podcast.
All right, we're done. You know what? Let's
see. If there's any women out there who want to give me some, you know, for some of this, holla at me.
What was that?
Fact. Just because you were 32 years in a game or a business or a position or whatever does not mean that you're that great at that position. Let's keep it real, okay? That's a fact. Another fact here is that you just contradicted yourself to the highest degree. Talking about some, okay, y'all coming at me, calling me fat, I don't get coochie. You literally just call Lizzo fat and you can't get over the fact of how she looked. How about we can get over the fact of how you look? You've been 30 years in this game, 32 years in this game. And what the fuck have you done in the past 10 years? Can Generation Z even name what you've been in? How many Netflix specials do we have? How many HBO specials do we have from you, sir? Kind sir, can you please tell me when was the last time you were actually a part of a project that we all enjoyed?
I mean, don't get me wrong. Comedy is definitely subjective.
Comedy is subjective.
But at the same exact time, on that same note, I ain't seen him nowhere that I was like, oh, damn, Aries, set that down. Like, it's been a long time.
It's been a very long time. I'm going to say that. It has been a very long time. And that All-Star, the NBA All-Star joint, I want to say that happened when I was in high school.
Oh, it was a while ago. I got the DVD.
It was a long time ago.
You hear me? That's how long ago it's been. I got the DVD. It ain't even in the nice DVD. It ain't even in like the new age DVD boxes. Still in the long one. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yo,
I'm looking at everything that he has been in. My man's has not been in a movie, a top ranked movie, ever.
Damn.
I take that back. He was in Why Do Fools Fall in Love, but that was in 1998. He did a lot of voice acting. Nothing within the past 15 years.
Wow. I mean, that's just...
That's a fact. Those are facts that we're talking about here. If we're talking about facts, like, what? There's a fact that she makes music. It's a fact that she's talented. Yeah, it's a fact that she's overweight, but is there a fact that she has any of those diseases that comes with being overweight? We don't know. And if she does, that's her business. If she don't want to be open with it, that's her business.
And that shit does not correlate to talent, though.
Oh, it definitely does not correlate to any of her talent whatsoever.
Anyway, yeah. Aries, sir, bruh, like, you was funny on that NBA Aries, All-Star, but this, you out of line on this one. You out of pocket.
Aries Spears isn't even talked about, like, when we talk about underrated comedians. He's never in the conversation.
No.
Even when you talk about underrated black comedians, he's not in the conversation.
Nope.
Like, I'm sorry, Aries, but, like, I hate when somebody says something and then they contradict themselves in the same moment.
Like, what he should have done was, that's what, like, I said what I said. You wanted the attention. Like, you just should have leaned into it, bro. Or you can either lean into what you did, or you can apologize. Don't try to do this middle-of-the-road bullshit. And we're going to end the conversation right there, because we got to go. Thank you guys for listening. Yeah, it's a wrap, man. It's a wrap on this one. We had a good time. Thank you guys for sitting in and listening to us. Rumble and Novocaine getting off subject. Boom!
You so pressed. And I am the main person that be facilitating the conversation be going. I'm sorry. Oh, there is one thing that I didn't say. I did go see the Dragon Ball Super Superheroes film. I gave it a C+ in the rating. It is not, like, the worst. It is not the best. I really did enjoy, you know, Gohan having his moment. I enjoyed Piccolo having his moment. And some of you Vegeta fans out there, I'm pretty sure you're really excited as well. But let's just say that that was a technicality there.
So Vegeta beat Goku and you're going to say it's a technicality. But let's just be honest here. Goku ain't never beat Vegeta.
Goku ain't never beat Vegeta either.
So, we won up on the Vegeta clan. All right, that's it. Thank you guys for listening. We out. All right, Space Gang.
that's our show for today.
Did we miss anything? Let us know in the comments below or wherever you're listening to us.
Do us a favor and head over to www.dbkspaceshow.com. That's space with a Z. You can get all the vlogs, the audio, the video, and some really cool merch.
And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, leave us that 5-star rating. And YouTube, like, comment, share, and subscribe
to the BK Spade Show, where society meets pop culture. I am your host, the BK Spades, here with my very lovely co-host,
Nova King, baby.
All right, Spades Gang, thanks for tuning in.